Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good evening, welcome. You have just joined the Word Prayer Project, and I am your prayer partner, Pastor Beth. How are you today? Oh, how are you tonight, this evening? You know, it's a wonderful opportunity we have to be together just one more time, joining hands and joining hearts, as I always like to say. You know, just coming together for prayer. And God has been exceptionally good to us, as I personally was not feeling well for part of the weekend, but giving God thanks that he has definitely healed me and I am much better. Please make sure you check in. Want to say hello to our friend of Block Talk Radio is Due Time of Pastor Steph, our friend Kenny. Thank you so much for joining us today. Make sure you check in with Pastor Steph if you're out there. I don't know if you're out there unless you let me know and say hello, hello, hello. I am so grateful to be on this side of the grave. And tonight, we are going to be nice, short, and sweet. It will not be anything that's really long or drawn out, or, you know, because it pretty much speaks for itself, you know. And I, you know, I always like to go over all of the weeks and the themes that we've had for our prayer. First week was impactful prayer for him. We prayed for the men. We prayed for the fathers and dads the next week. Following week were our children. We prayed for our children. The next week was open. We prayed for any and everyone. We had no particular theme. The following week, we prayed for moms. The next week, we prayed for husbands, then siblings. Then we prayed for mental illness and depression. We then prayed for self-care and self-treatment. Then we prayed for family. Then we pray for the sick. Then we had the week we prayed for the service workers. And that was not essential workers alone, but service workers, our plumbers, electricians, our mechanics, everybody. The next week we prayed for toxic habits, people, places, and behavior. Last week we prayed for someone who doesn't know Jesus. And this week we're praying for fire victims. It seems to be this is the season for fires, and they have claimed so many lives. They have claimed so much peace, you know, people's place to live, our shelter. And, you know, anybody who looks at these tragedies and your heart just doesn't break, it, you know, it's an amazing experience to, you know, endure. And, you know, tonight we're going to lift them up. So I want to have an opportunity to say hello to our girl Vivian from In Due Time with Pastor Steph and our girlfriend of the show, a personal dear friend of mine, our sister Debbie. Thank you so much for checking in and joining us. Remember, if you are listening, if you're watching, please make sure you say hello. I would love to know that you're out there. Could not do it without you. You know, giving God thanks for every opportunity that he gives me to pray, to lift up, you know, a certain area of prayer. Oh, we got to check in from our lady Tamika. From Pastor Steph. She's checking in. Hello there. Giving God thanks for, you know, each and every one of you. Please take the time to call a friend. Tell a friend Let people know that we are praying tonight for the fire victims and their families. You know, if they lost their life, we're definitely covering their families in prayer tonight. If, you know, they were just a victim and they lost anything in this tragedy, we are definitely lifting them up before the Lord. Please make sure you send in your prayer request, 347-285-7777. You know, let's rally together and, you know, give God thanks for what did happen. You know, we know we have so many lives that were claimed in several incidences. And, you know, we're giving God thanks for those who did make it. You know, I can't even imagine. Thank God I've never been a victim, but it has to be very scary. When you lose everything, or when you're watching your home go up in flames and there's nothing you can do about it, and just giving God thanks that you got out. But there's so much to be grateful for, so much to be grateful for. When you think about how many times your own residence or your place of business where you go to work every day, how that could have, you know, been on fire. We travel underground here in New York on a train, and how God has covered us. You know, we're going back and forth to work every day. There was a time I got out of a burning car, you know, and initially it was just smoke, but in a matter of minutes, the entire car was engulfed in flames. And, you know, I never forgot that. I never forgot what it looked like when I walked, you know, maybe 200 feet away. And when I first noticed that the car was on fire, it was the wires. The wires were on fire. And just to think that that was power windows and power locks, and the fire could have short-circuited anything, and we would have been stuck and trapped in, maybe with nothing to break the windows from the inside. So, and that was just then. That, you know, I can't even imagine what it's like to, you know, go through some of these experiences that other people have gone through. The brush fires that go on consistently at times in California, and, you know, people lose their homes. You know, not that many lives are lost, more than homes. You know, their land is destroyed. And look at how grateful, you know, we need to be. Look at how God covers us. So if there's a family or someone you know, or if you just want to call out an incident, 347-285-7777 is the number we're going to use tonight to submit those names or those incidences. You know, I took the liberty of pulling up, you know, some of, you know, the occurrences that have taken place. And again, you know, we're saying thank you to God that it wasn't worse. You know, remember years ago, the Happy Land? Oh, my God, that was horrific. The Happy Land fire here in New York City in the Bronx, where they blocked the doors, and all those young people were inside, and it was just an inferno. You know, you think about all of these tragedies over the years that have claimed so many lives, and, you know, here we are. Again, we're in this cycle of fires again. And, you know, it takes God's people to just hold hands and hold hearts and just lift up our communities, our neighborhoods, our neighbors. You know, giving God thanks that, you know, he has watched over so many. Think about all of the could have beens. That's what we need to really think about. Could I have been someone who was a victim, but God spared my life. You know, just the other day, last week on the broadcast, we were talking about the safety of how to use these heaters, these space heaters safely, and, you know, all of the different safety features that they're building into these space heaters, such as like the tip over switch. You know, if your safety, if your heater gets knocked over, it automatically shuts off. If it gets to a certain temperature, the device, it will turn off automatically. You know, we went over some safety precautions. You know, don't keep the heaters near curtains or bedspreads or sheets or your clothing. You know, how we need to make sure, you know, we look at these safety features when we're choosing these space heaters, you know, how to just make sure that you're not negligent, you know, because a lot of times, you know, the bad rap goes to the manufacturer. But in all honesty, when you read about these different incidences, sometimes it's just human negligence. You know, and we can't always blame, you know, other people for our negligence. Yes, by all means, they need to make these things better. And over the years, they have. I just recently bought a couple of heaters, and I did my research and made sure, you know, I unplug them when I don't use them, when they're not in use. I'm here with you. My heaters are unplugged. Unplugged. I got one that has, they have little red lights, so I always know that it's on when it is plugged up and I don't make a mistake. You know, the other day I turned out the light in the bedroom, and what do you think showed up? This big, nice red light. And I was like, oh, so, you know, you want to get these things just to make sure you're on the ball. And if you have to write a note to yourself for whatever it is, please, make sure you do your due diligence, you know, so that other people don't suffer. You know, I live in a row of houses, and God forbid something happens here or in another home, we're in that row of houses, and that's what happens, you know, in a lot of places. We talked about some of the safety features of making sure if there's a fire, you close the door. Make sure you pull those doors closed. They say keep that fire contained, you know. Some of the biggest fires have taken place because doors were left open and the fire swept through, you know, the home, the apartment, the building, you know. So, you know, we make sure, you know, you do what you have to do, you know, and do your due diligence. Teach your children. You know, make sure that the school is not the only place that's teaching, you know, the children what to do. You know, if you have a congregation, if you have a church, if you're a pastor, come on. Let's get this together. Let's have these conversations. Let's have these seminars. Let's do what we need to do. You know, let's take the time to make sure we are well-versed in safety habits. Okay? So, you know, again, if you have someone or an incident you want to lift before the Lord, 347-285-7777. Thanking you for joining us tonight. Please call a friend. Please tell a friend that we're on, that the word prayer project is on, and we are here together. Okay, so again, tonight I don't anticipate us being long, but we have to make sure we lift all of these different things before the Lord. You know, God has called us to get together. Let's get together and, you know, let a person know. Turn it down. You know, let's let other people know what we're praying about, what we're praying for, who we're praying for. Okay. Oh, we got to check in from our brother Al from his due time with Pastor Steph, part of the due time crew. You know, so good to have you all with us in support of lifting up these fire victims and situations up before the Lord. You know, again, I took some time a little while ago to look at, you know, some of our more recent incidences, and, you know, we all have heard about the huge fire in the Bronx last weekend, and we had so many people affected, whether there was death or injuries when a fire was caused by an electrical heater. We just got finished talking about that. And they say this is one of the worst fires in, you know, in New York City, which I can attest to that as a resident here in New York. And, you know, we really don't realize how blessed we are. We really don't realize how blessed we are. I just got finished last week talking about, you know, one time when my girls were using a hair dryer, a blow dryer, where all the yellow, red, and green cords were hanging out of it. And all I could think about was, oh, my God, you actually was using this thing, and it could have caused a fire at any given moment. So listen, my advice to you, and they're grown girls. I'm not talking about no little kids. Now. I ain't talking about no little 13 and 14-year-old girls. I'm talking about, you know, adults. Go around your house and just survey everything. Make sure that all your wires are, you know, in good condition. Make sure your outlets are in good condition. You know, those of us who live in older homes, you know, they used to do all kind of things back in the day. You know, I always say with some shoestring and some scotch tape and some of the work that I've had done in my home over the years, you know, it's like, oh, my God, that's the way it looks with some electrical tape. Oh, my God. I'm telling you, you know, it's worth it. It's worth just taking the time to just go through your home, make sure that everything is in good condition. If you have a socket that's kind of faulty, don't use it. Definitely don't overload it. You know, don't overload your walls, sockets, and things like that. You know, there's an adapter that you put into your outlet, and it converts it to like 6. Please do not use extension cords and things in there. So now you're adding on. You're not understanding that it can be an overload at any time. Definitely hazardous. Let's be smart. Let's take the time to, you know, do what we need to do and pay attention to these things, okay? So, you know, let's ask God. You know, to when we pray, you know, and I'm about praying for everything. You know, I ask God, listen, God, I need you to help me become alert and aware to what's going on in my house. You know, point me in the direction. Let me, you know, if there's something that I overlook at a point, you know, can you help me? The Catholic people have saints for everything. You know, if you lose something, they have a saint you use to, you know, you pray to, to help you find such and such a thing. And we don't do that. You know, we don't pray to saints and things like that. But I'll tell you one thing. There's a God you can go to, and you can talk to God. And I'm telling you, I ask him, make me alert and aware around my home. Let me look at everything. I'm going into bedrooms, and I'm going into all different areas. I'm going behind the TVs. You know, we were doing the other day, and they were saying every so often you need to change your surge protector. Yeah, because it becomes overloaded at times, and you have to start all over. Listen, spending another $12 to get a nice, good surge protector is better than sleeping potentially, you know, with under hazardous conditions, because you don't want to buy. We buy everything else. Let's make sure we're taking care of our home. You know, I also, listen, I look at everything. I was in one of my daughter's bedrooms, and she had an extension cord. And, yes, the extension cord, I think it has, like, three. When you plug in three different things, I was like, no. Let's get a surge protector. So I just ordered a surge protector. I didn't ask. I just said, come on, let's replace that. Bring me that extension cord. I bought you a surge protector with 8 outlets in it, and including the ones that have the USB ports. So now that can lessen some of the outlets that you're using inside of that surge protector. I didn't even say put it away. Bring it to me. Let me make sure you still don't have that plugged up. And she said she still had one of those three. The adapter, bring that here. You won't need that. You got eight outlets here. 8 times. Let's go. Listen, we have to make sure we do these things. Because, you know, right now they're talking about electrical heaters. But how many other things? Years ago, I have someone who told me, we were just talking about curling irons and how people leave curling irons around. And about a week later, she called me. She said, so-and-so just got burned out of their apartment. And I said, what? She said, but you'll never guess what started the fire. And I said, what? And she said, the sister left the curling iron on the dresser. And the curling iron was set the dresser on fire. Now, I know we don't use curling irons and things anymore, but what I'm trying to say to you is it's all kind of things. All kind of things make our homes hazardous. So if you're not using it, unplug it. Make sure it's not left unattended. Please make sure. Let's make sure we're doing things. Turn that down, please. You know, let's make sure we take care of our homes, okay? Oh, we got a check-in from Serge. Good evening, Serge. Thank you so much for joining us. You know, I'm going to start to read some of the incidences that we recently heard of. And again, we're starting with the most, you know, the largest one. And we're talking about the Big Bronx Fire. In the apartment building. I used to live not too far from there, so I'm very familiar with how large this apartment building is, and I can't imagine the devastation that they are experiencing right now. Oh, we got a check-in from Erica. Good evening, Erica. Thank you so much for joining us. And for those of us who are just joining us, 347-285-7777. If you know of fire victims or an incident, maybe you don't know names, but we're going to give God, you know, those names tonight. We're going to ask God to bless those families. We're not going to be alone, because I know that the prayer request list is not going to be that long, but I did take the time to pull up some names that have perished in more recent fires here. We've got family members, and the Drumme family. We have Fatoumata Drumme, 50, Fatoumala Drumme, 21, Muhammad Drumme, 12, Nayumesha Drumme, 19. And those were just a few of the individuals that perished in that Bronx fire. And, you know, some people were not there. They were working had to find out about their family members. One of the victims, but who was sent to the hospital, was Nagoob Drame. So we're asking God to heal, you know, that life. We have other people who were in that, who were there, who did get out, and we're giving God thanks for that and those lives. We have the fire that took place in Philadelphia, where three sisters and nine children were victims of the Row House fire. We have sisters Rosalie McDonald, 33, Virginia Thomas, 30, and Quinsha White, 18, were all killed in that fire. And they say six of the McDonald's children and three of Thomas's children also died in the fire. So we are lifting their families before the Lord. They say Thomas's five-year-old son survived, and our cousin survived. And, you know, we have to keep, you know, the five-year-old child and other family members lifted, because now this child doesn't have a parent, you know. So we have a lot to go before the Lord for, you know. These families have suffered a great loss. They've suffered a great, great loss. And no amount of money or repairs can bring them back. So we are definitely lifting them, as well as other members of the fire, before the Lord. If they perished, we're lifting up their families, the loved ones who are left here to grieve. Amazing, amazing. I'm looking at a Manhattan fire that took place, and, you know, two teens, an 18-year-old teen and a 13-year-old boy, they both made it safely out of the fire. They say, but a 32-year-old man was discovered dead, you know, by the firefighters. And, you know, we're lifting them all up in prayer. That's, you know, we're giving God thanks for the two lives that were spared. And we're lifting up the family of the gentleman, the 32-year-old gentleman who was found dead. We're lifting up his family before the Lord as they suffer that loss. They say that, you know, in New York, in the year of 21 alone, 73 fatalities and 63 fatalities took place in 2020. Those are families that are grieving. And unfortunately, we're losing children as well. You know, how do you bounce back from this type of occurrence? We have to keep these people lifted before the Lord, and we're going to make sure we take the time to do it tonight. We're going to, you know, let God know that we're hearing from him. We're going to let God know that he's called on us and we're answering. And we are going to make sure we're going to call out those names tonight of the ones we know, and giving God thanks that he has spared us, whether we even realized, you know, whether there was a potential danger in the home or not. Okay? We're not going to be long. I'm going to begin to read the prayer request that we have tonight. Please don't hesitate to reach out, 347-285-7777. If you know of any victims, whether, you know, we're praying for their family, if their lives were lost, or if there are people who survived and got out, and God spared their life. We're giving God thanks for, you know, just helping these people move forward. I personally cannot imagine what it would be like. So we want to make sure that we are definitely holding hands and holding hearts together. We're praying that anyone who has lost anything to fire may heal from the memories and be able to recover and not be suspended by its occurrence, that God may elevate them to bigger and better. Amen. Amen. Okay. Alrighty. Ooh, we do have some requests here. Lifting up the victims of the Bronx fire, that the survivors get a warm, clean, safe place to live until they are able to find a permanent place. Amen. Clothes to wear and good food to eat. I pray for the folks responsible, whether by accident or by neglect, that God's will is done. Praying for those who lost a family or friend in that fire, that God comforts them in their grief. Amen. Amen. Prayer for those who decided to help out the Bronx families who lost everything in the fire, asking God's help with their integrity to do what they need to do and not spending this money erroneously, which is one of my biggest concerns, and just blessing these families with the money that was given for their needs. Praying for all the firefighters who run towards a dangerous fire to save lives. Amen. Praying God covers them with each fire bell that goes off. Praying for my cousin Brian, who is a firefighter, and for his protection. Amen. Praying for the families of the recent Bronx fire who lost people. Praying they find comfort and shelter during this time. Allow all the volunteers to assist them as best they can. May God touch each of them in a new way. Amen. Praying that lessons are learned from the mistakes made during the Bronx fire, that whatever neglect the building managers have, they would handle in other buildings. Praying that donations are given to those in need and no backhanded activities take place. Praying that funerals would not put families in uncontrollable debt. Praying for the hospitalized victims that they would make a full recovery. Amen. Amen. We're praying for the families that lost loved ones in the Bronx fire. We're praying that they get the help they need financially as well as emotionally. Praying that everyone in the building check their smoke detectors often. Praying that God gives comfort to all of the families and let them get to know him in a special way. Amen. Amen. Thanking God for Jermaine, her son AJ, Ray, co-worker Jessica, and her family who have survived fires these past years. May they recognize God's saving grace. They were all blessed to rebuild their lives. Amen. Where possessions may have been lost, God spared them and their loved ones. Amen. Amen. Thanking God, last April there was a fire two floors below, and we were on the sixth floor. Thanking him for letting me get out safely with my grandson and a family dog. Second fire within the same year, and twice God saved us. Amen. Amen. Thanking God for all the survivors from all of the fire incidences, praying that God helps them to give words of hope and encouragement to anyone else who may experience that same trauma. Amen. Praying for the landlords of these buildings and properties, asking God to cover their intentions and motives. Praying that their desires and plans include putting the safety of their tenants first, treating these families as if they were a part of their family. Amen. Praying for Mayor Adams and that he pays close attention to the needs of those in NYCHA housing, making sure the housing authority is held accountable to keep all buildings up to code and that all safety features are fixed to keep all of New York City housing safe from such a large fire incidences. to better protect the undeserved and poor who rely on this housing. Amen. Amen. Praying that we stay a lot more alert when it comes to how we take care of our homes. Praying that I can show high gratitude for all that I still have. Amen. Amen. Oh, we have a prayer request, praying for the victim's families. Amen. And that's what we're talking about today. We, you know, if they lost their life, we cannot pray for them, but we can definitely pray for their families, those who are still here grieving their loss, especially those who have lost children. You know, those are, that has to be very hard. So yes, we are lifting up all of those who have lost their lives. We're lifting up their families in prayer. Thank God for keeping Ms. Kenny and her family safe from the fires they endured during 2021. Thanking God that despite that temporary hardship, it was a catalyst to help them move to a safer location. Amen. Praying for Cameron Creighton as a Christian firefighter, praying that he shows the knowledge, discernment, and wisdom of God while saving lives and while in the firehouse. Amen. We're going to also lift up his uncle, Tony Creighton, who served many years in the fire department, and just thanking God for, you know, covering his life. We're saying hello to Elizabeth Rosa. Thank you so much for joining us. We thank you for coming in and holding hands and holding hearts with us. And I want to also give God thanks for the Acra family. Many years ago, they suffered loss of their home to a fire, and God kept them well. You know, maybe a little lump and bump here or there, and maybe some, you know, some scared leftover feelings, but they were so blessed. And I really want to thank God for just covering them as well as others who, you know, came out unscathed at the end of the day. No life was lost, and everything that they lost was definitely okay. God covered them. Everything was definitely given back. Again, there's prayer for Cameron and Kanan Creighton, you know, for their duties in the fire department, and we pray that God continues to cover them, and thanking God for all that he's done, and again, that the wisdom and knowledge that they have would definitely aid more and more into serving their community, and giving God thanks for just having them on this side. Knowing God, not just fighting the fires, but knowing God. Okay. And Kanan, who's trying to get into the fire department, he's a young man, a teenager, and that's his heart's desire. So we're going to just start covering him from now. You know, that God has put that, you know, obligation and responsibility on his heart. And again, we're covering Charles Creighton, who served many years in the fire department, and just giving his family rest. And as many times as he's entered into a level of danger, but came home safe and sound. How blessed. We're going to go before the Lord now, you know, and ask God to just be with our families who are part of the fire department, those who have become victims of a fire, those who have lost people and loved ones to fires. And, you know, let's get together. Let's hold hands and hold hearts right now as we go before the Lord. Okay. There's just also a reminder before we start that we need to make sure that carbon monoxide monitors are also needed in the home. And yet last night, we had a little concern. Shakti said she smelled something. And thank God we have two carbon monoxide monitors in the home, as well as smoke detectors. Please make sure that your detectors are working. If it's chirping, change the battery. I can't tell you how often I hear, you know, I'm talking to somebody in the background and I hear this beep, beep, and I'm like, that doesn't drive you crazy. There's an alarm that's going off that says, change me. Okay, so please, you know, they say that we should change it every time we adjust our clocks. And now they have carbon monoxide detectors that they say last up to 10 years, and smoke detectors that are lasting anywhere from 3 to 7 years. But there's change those batteries, do it, make sure they stay fresh. Thanks for that reminder of the carbon monoxide and the smoke detectors. Okay? Let's go before the Lord. Heavenly Father, we come before you, God. We're grateful tonight, dear Heavenly Father, for all that you have done. How many times have you spared us, God, when it should have been our homes on fire, where it should have been our car on fire, where it should have been the place where we work on fire, but you said no. Thank you, God, for waking us up today, alert, aware, and grateful for all that you have done for us, God. Right now, God, our hearts are heavy, and we are lifting up anyone who has been a victim to fire. If their home was on fire, car was on fire, whatever it is, God, that they escaped from, we give you thanks to Heavenly Father. When the door remained closed and it should have been open, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. When someone remembered to stuff something at a door, we thank you. When someone was able to get to a fire escape or a window, when someone heard a cry or a scream, we say thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you for waking us up to smell the smoke, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for something just not being in the way that was there 2-3 days earlier. Thank you, God, for clearing out anything that may have been flammable in the house, God, but it was no longer flammable, God. Thank you, God, for seeing around the corner and anything was not the way it was that would have made the situation worse. That we weren't sleeping that hard that particular night or time, God. That a baby started crying or something dropped or how many times someone left the stove on and smoke engulfed the home, God. How many times did somebody fall asleep with a cigarette in their mouth or in their hand, but you spared their life, God? Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you for that next chance you gave. Thank you for just loving us enough. When the wires on that appliance was messed up and could have short-circuited. When the wires on that appliance or the blow dryer or the iron, the heater was faulty, but you said no. You said no. God, you took your breath and you blew the flame out. Thank you, God. Thank you. We have no clue when there should have been a fire in the wall from some faulty electrical wire that the shoestring and the thread and the scotch tape worked. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. When we weren't in the house when the fire started. Thank you. Thank you. When we were negligent, when we just brushed it off, and we just threw caution to the wind. But you blew a fresh breath of air and you said no. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you that we are here tonight, all survivors of such an occurrence. Thank you. Thank you that when you woke us up the next day, we were fine and never even knew what you had done. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God, for those of us who have family in the fire department, who have all police officers, or some service worker, God, who has gone into a fire without even thinking about their own life, that they have dedicated their lives to rescuing us when we've been guilty and endangering other lives. Thank you, God, for the heartlessness. They didn't even care. They didn't even care. Their heart was on the outside of their chest. They didn't even care. They said yes, that I'm willing to lay my life down for my neighbors, for my community. Thank you. Thank you that they weren't too scared and thought twice. That even those who braved the fire when their oxygen was gone, they kept on bringing lives out of the building. How many others have done the same thing, that they risked their own life because somebody was on the inside? Thank you. And we ask you, dear Heavenly Father, for all of those who have lost workers, family members to this occurrence, that you bless their lives, God. That you touch their lives, that they would be proud. They've suffered a major loss, but that they would be proud to know that they had a son, a daughter, a brother, a parent, a friend, a neighbor who gave their life for others, and that their families would be blessed as they're grieving, and that you would heal their hearts, God, that you would comfort them. Thank you for all the years that wives and family members have ached and worried about their loved ones going into these fires, and you brought them home safely, that you told them yes, yes. We pray, God, that they would remember how gracious you have been to them, and that they would be ever so thankful and grateful for all that you have done for their family members. God, we're going to lift up all of those family members who are grieving because they lost someone in any of these fires, God. Lord, we could not imagine what they're feeling right now. Our hearts are only aching on this side of the fence, but we don't know how it feels. And we ask you, God, to just heal them. As one of the requests said, God, deliver them into bigger, brighter things going forward. As you touch and rub their heart, God, we pray to Heavenly Father that they would not be bitter, that they would not question with any level of anger who you are, where you were, why you allowed, But as children of the King, we understand, God, that sometimes there needs to be sacrifice to get attention to some matters, dear Heavenly Father, that this is just a part of this life that we're living. We're asking you, God, to just settle their minds, their hearts, their mouths, their ears. Let them hear from you, God. We ask you to speak to them as you've never spoken to them before, God. Lifting them closer to you, God. And even if at one point before this prayer went out that they had a hard heart, or they had negative feelings, or their mind was twisted in confusion, God, that just at the sound of my voice, God, at the sound of me reading these prayer requests, God, that you would begin to heal their land. That everywhere they walk, God, that they would begin to say words that they don't even believe that they're saying. That they would speak and understand that they are being comforted right now. That we are standing in the gap for them, God. That we have a heart for them. And that they are not alone, God. Lord, we lift up everyone who made a sacrifice and an offering into a GoFundMe for any of these families. And that you would bless them, God. We don't know whether they gave their last, or we don't know whether they gave out of abundance, but we're asking you, God, to bless them. That the intent that was given would be honored. And those who are on the receiving end would act with integrity, as has been said. And we ask you, dear Heavenly Father, to help them divide that money properly, fairly, and equally, that no one would be left, that maybe there would even be a fund started in the event that this should happen again, that they would not have to start off from scratch, but that nothing illegal or underhanded would be done with these funds, God. Because we know how this has happened before. God, we're even asking for the items that were donated to go appropriately to where it was offered to, God. That nobody is sitting in their home with these items. That they have not left them to go bad, or, you know, people who left food. That if it was perishable, God, it reached the mouths that needed to be fed. That if they left items, God, they would be packed up and kept safely. That in a time where COVID is running rampant, that even they would think about that, and that they would know that they need to take care of these belongings because they need to reach its appropriate place. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for hearing our cry. And Lord, for everyone who has not had but wanted and had a desire to give, God, we ask you to bless their hearts and open up a fountain for them to give so that they could be a blessing, God. And for those who have a hardened heart, who does not, they don't even care. That's the last thing. You know, everybody has problems, and, you know, they should have been doing this or they should have been doing that. We ask you, God, to just soften every heart. That we all have to remember that at one point or another, we were in need and we were vulnerable. And again, God, we don't know how many times you've blown on our home. Blown in the car, on that engine, on that radiator. In that car that should have been on fire. Or that place of business that should have been up in flames. We don't know how many times you've saved us. So we ask God to just touch every heart and just mend anything that they're asking for or they are angry about. We're asking you, God, to just heal this land in its entirety, God. We're asking you to go out to California, God, where the fires rush through the forest, God. And it causes the air that's not clear, God. We're asking you to clear it all. Just blow, God. Just blow and breathe. Breathe. Give them fresh air. And we're asking you, God, to just cover the land. Cover the land, God. Cover this world, God. That this world would hear from heaven and understand that there are things that we do that are unpleasing to you, just plain and simple as that. And that maybe some of these things would shift if we would give our lives to you. If those of us who are called by you, God, would lay our lives down and surrender to you, dear Heavenly Father. That you would heal this land. That everybody who has smoke inhalation issues, that you would take care of their insides and their lungs, God. That you would help their breathing. That they would no longer suffer, God. And for those of us, God, who are intending to do something, dear Heavenly Father, we pray that you keep our hearts genuine. We pray, dear Heavenly Father, that you keep us loving and concerned and that you would raise up more people, God, to love thy neighbor as thyself. That there's a call on our lives to love your people, to love one another, to care for one another, to hold hands and hold hearts, that if we have nothing else to give, we have a prayer that we can offer. That we can talk to you and your son about this land and about the people here. That we would not become bitter after hearing all of these things, but that our hearts would become more sensitive. That we would understand that you are speaking to us as all of this is going on. We're asking you, God, to open up more housing. So that people don't have to live piled up together like in Philadelphia, God. That even the powers that be, all this open, vacant land, God, that there would be more that would be done to service the communities and the homeless, and that we don't have to live in an unsafe manner. God, we're asking for everyone right now who has a heater in their home. We ask you, dear Heavenly Father, to turn up their senses. We're asking everybody, God, who has a faulty appliance or wiring or something going on in their home, God, to just get them to searching, God. Send up those antennas, dear God, that they would navigate through their home. Ask questions. Start looking around, paying them just a little more attention, and that they would be able to find the things that are unsafe in their home. And we're going to thank you in advance, God, for all that you're about to do, how this is now, you know, as one of the requests came, that people would learn from this, that we would no longer take these things for granted, that we would hear you knocking on our door, dear God, that we would hear you speaking to us, that our ears would be open, that we would take time with our children to teach them what it means to get out, get a safety plan going, God, fire drills, dear Heavenly Father, whatever it is we need to do to get prepared, dear Heavenly Father. That for those who have these chirping monitors in their home, God, that this would even alert them. Change the battery. While we change the battery to these monitors, God, that you would change the battery to our heart. that you would change the battery to our ears, our eyes, and our spirit, that we would just give you our lives, and that you would keep in your promise, I'm watching over you. I will never leave you nor forsake us. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father, for all the times you stepped in when we weren't even paying attention to you, how we should have been dead, but we are here to say thank you, God. We ask you, God, for everybody who is on this Facebook Live, YouTube Live, Blog Talk Radio, audio, whether they listen to it later, that they would hear something, whether it's become more alert and aware of your surroundings, check your place for any dangerous articles that may be in your home, whether they hear, I need to teach my children more, whether I need to do my research more, learn what to do in these times, whether they hear how I need to do the research before I buy a device, whether they hear I need to change a battery in the monitor, whether I need to hear that I need to talk to Jesus more, whether they hear I need to stay in the gap, whether they hear I need to pray more, whether they hear just a new word today, just an extra amen, or the word that we need to love better than we have been loving, whether I asked for the integrity of the people who are receiving the money and they had to think about maybe something that they are doing possibly wrong, that they need to be more responsible, whatever it is that they're hearing tonight, God, we say thank you. Thank you for using us tonight, God. Thank you for allowing us to hold hands with others that we will never meet face to face, but that we are all responding to your call to come together and be a part of the solution, not a part of the problem. God, I can't say thank you enough. Let us type amen. If we know that we know that we know that we know that God has saved us and we had no idea that God was thinking about us, let us just type amen. Just type amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Let us just say amen. Amen. For the God who is worthy to be praised. Amen. Because I know I should have been dead, but you kept me alive. Amen. 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 Because I know that you have a plan for me. Amen. 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 Type amen. Let God see them fingers that you do use to do everything else with. Use those same fingers to type in amen. As a thank you to God, because I heard you call me out tonight, and I'm actually answering you right now, thanking you for healing this land. Thank you, God, that all the lives and the names that were called, all the lives that were lost, wasn't me or my family. Oh, my loved one, amen. Oh, if I open up my eyes, I know that this chat room should be full of amen. Because God has saved more than just Stephanie's life. God has watched over for more than Stephanie and her family and her church family and her friends. God has done something for every one of you who are on this line. And you are not here. You're not here by accident. You're here because God called you. And how do we know that just our obedience right now did not clear the path for safety? That just by being obedient tonight, God blew out that candle before it tipped over. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Amen. Amen. Let's just say amen. We are all here together as one. Let us respond as one. Amen. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. 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 Want to give a shout out to our girlfriend Renee. Thank you, Renee Parker, for joining us tonight. Giving a shout out to our pastor, Charlene Beard, part of our due time crew. To our pastor, KL, who is a part of the due time crew. All of you who took the time to type in amen. We're not here for nothing. We're not here for nothing. Amen. God is a great God. He is worthy to be praised. And let me tell you something, for those of you who just couldn't take the time to say amen, my prayer is for you tonight. Don't take God for granted. Don't take his son for granted. A little amen takes us a long way. Our amen last week brought us to today. Look how great God is. Look how great God is. You know, we have definitely come a long way. And, you know, for every time God spared our life or the life of our children, especially those of us who have adult children in the home, we have grandchildren, we don't know what God is doing. Just from us praying, just from us saying, thank you, God, you are worthy to be praised. I can't thank you enough for joining me tonight just to say thank you to God, just to lift up those names. Please continue to bless other lives by just going before the Lord on their behalf. God is a wonderful and awesome God where our name was not on that list, on any list, that we are still here together holding hands and holding hearts, giving God the glory he deserves. I thank you all for just joining me tonight. I always say I can't do this alone. God has said all of us come together and band together. I want to invite you to be a part of It's Due Time with Pastor Steph, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. In here we have our Pastor KL, our Pastor Charlene, our Lady Tamika, our Brother Al, our girlfriend Vivian. We have our engineer, Shantice, who brings us the switch tip every Monday. So listen, you have a lot, you know, being offered to you. And we are so blessed as just being a ministerial team. None of us would have ever imagined that we would be a blessing the way we are now, but even more so being blessed. And that's what happens. When you come on here on Sunday nights to be a blessing, God returns that. And he blesses you, and he blesses your family. Please set your alarms for 9 o'clock every Sunday night as God delivers us safely through the week so we can come here together. I don't know what the theme is going to be each week. I wait to hear from God, and I can't wait to, you know, be a part. Oh, we got a new Due Time crew member in the room. Hello there to our Pastor Kim. Thank you so much for joining us and stopping by and being a part of our prayer project tonight. All my prayer partners, I pray your strength and health in the Lord, giving God thanks that he's just an on-time God at all times, who never sleeps nor slumbers. Who's always looking out, always doing what he does. How can we say thank you? This is one way we say thank you. Just coming together, touching agreeing. You know, I always say, one chase, 1,000. Two chases, 10,000. Look at how God increased that. Now imagine when all of us get together. Woo! Imagine what God is doing with us. Imagine what God is doing for us. How many of us have children that don't know the Lord? Grown kids who don't know the Lord. How many of us have grown children who don't know the Lord? And because they don't know the Lord, they're not teaching it to our grandchildren. And now we've got to teach it to our grandchildren from afar. Look at how God looks out for our adult children just because we talk to him. Just because we prayed for somebody else's child. He said, I got yours. Even when they're just as wicked as the day is long. Look at how he looks out for ours. Look at how he looks out for our grandchildren. How many times our grandchildren have been in danger, we had no clue. But because we called out those names, and not the names of our grandchildren, but the names like tonight, we called out those fire victims. God said, I got you. Thank you so much. I love you so much. Please remember, if you have somebody that you think about, please do not hesitate to send in the name 347-285-7777. If you, thank you so much, keeping you lifted in prayer, Pastor Steph. Thank you so much. That's the way I stay lifted, because you all keep me lifted before the Lord. I can't thank you enough. Please don't forget, if you cannot be with us in between 7 and 9 in the morning, we are on as of 9:05. You can pull us up on many platforms. You can pull us up on Blog Talk Radio, Apple Podcasts, Apple iTunes, iHeartRadio, Amazon Podcasts, Spotify. We're out there. So if you miss us from 7 to 9, don't hesitate to bless it in completion. Love you. Have a wonderful and blessed night. Thank you so much.
Amen.
And you thought
you
didn't have much to
talk about, huh?
I know. Whoa. And we had a nice amount of listeners tonight. Yeah. I opened up my eyes and I looked up and I, after